two more. I've got Comfort Inn, Branson Meadows.
So this is another Comfort Inn?
Yes, and it ends. It's the one ending in
1.14.
Yeah.
Got that one. Okay, and then, what's the proposed value on that one?
This was adjusted slightly in 2023. The appraised value would be $3,545,369. It was raised to 2025 to $3,982,906, which is roughly $400,000 increase. And this is the same set of facts on this one.
Roughly how many rooms we got in that one?
Gail?
102.
102.
Thank you. Commercial spaces is the last one, looks like.
Yeah, on this one, and Susan, this one, this may come into play with the impact notices and everything. What is the bottom line number? Because I noticed different numbers on this one, too. What is the number that the assessor's relying on for 2025 on this one, like appraised value?
What is the appraised value? I want to make sure that's, we've got it on our sheet at 401,610, but I don't know if that's accurate. It's BOE 373.
Okay, I'm trying to get this tablet to.
Because what I'm showing, the number that we're appealing anyway.
The appraised value for commercial spaces at 269 State Highway,
yes.
248,
yes.
Is 483,610, and the assessed is 138,360.
483,610?
483,610.
Okay, I had 401.
That's the rest.
That was it just went off. I guess the sheet didn't print correctly.
Yeah, the
okay, it's 483,610. Does that change anything?
Yeah, the 2023 number was at least the assessed value is 136,590, which divided by 0.32.
Well, I think it's
is 426. 426,844.
Well, it should say up here what the 23 value was. The 286, looks like, is that right? 380,395 total.
Well, that has it at 401.
Well, it's 4. Yeah, this says 401. That's why. You said 485. You said 485.
Yeah.
138,360. See, that's.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's less than what the impact notice said.
Is 483.
Is this just not adding the agriculture?
Oh, 483.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. Okay. Yeah, because I think right they've got multiple uses. I think you're right on that.
Yeah. So you add the agriculture into it.
Yeah.
So that, 483,610. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that one?
It's on the top there. So
okay, so it's on the top.
Okay.
And just the difference on this is that I just couldn't see any improvements or changes to the property in 2025 that would increase the valuation. And I mean, as far as like you know, I filed sunshine requests with the clerk on these. I didn't get any response on I filed six or seven sunshine request, and I got the one response on the Branson or on the Best Western. So I don't know, you know, if there's information that I didn't have or didn't, it was not accessible to me, but I just didn't see any sales that would, you know, document it or any justification for raising that value.
Are all four of these first ones under appeal to State Tax Commission?
Yes.
Okay, and this last one is not, or
correct.
Is?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Russ, do you have anything else right now before I allow the assessor to respond to you?
Just the last one,
go ahead.
The last property, which is the Whisper Cove. There was an increase in the assessed value.
Whisper Cove.
Yeah, it ends in
Wait a second, what's the name on the property?
Let me pull my sheet again.
That isn't commercial spaces, is it?
No, it's Meyer Land Development, I think.
It looks like it's BOE 366 on page 39.
Yeah, should be Meyer Land Development.
Oh, okay, so there's one on the prior page.
366.
No, that's not, well, 38, here's 39. Okay, there we go. All right, what about Whisper Cove?
And that's zoned as residential. There's an increase of 290% on this, and I didn't see any improvements listed on the work card or anything that would justify a nearly 300% increase on that.
Okay.
Is this BOE 368?
366.
Yeah, 67 and 68 were dismissed. Okay. Or
they were withdrawn.
I mixed that up then.
All right. All right, I'll let the assessor, do you want to go backwards here? What happened on 366?
Okay, first, let me pull that one up because I wanted to address something else.
Okay, so this is vacant land that got increased on the land study?
Yes, and is there an indication on, because I don't know how to, the notation on your cards, I don't understand it all, but was this inspected in 2025, do you know?
Yeah, these are 2025. So this one went with, it's 8.95 acres residential at 4356 an acre. Normally, like I said, we haven't gotten across all of Branson, but Mr. Myers wants his properties done, and we've had depositions, as Mr. Shunawork has said. What I would like to say is that Mr. Shunawork is twisting my words and taking things off depositions, which he knows that during the deposition he kept trying to say, don't you agree, don't you agree. I didn't, and my lawyer also stopped that. One thing I want to point out
I can provide the transcript.
I've got the transcript.
So.
Wait a second. Let's let her go, and then I'm going to let you respond.
All right.
Okay.
Another thing is, when you talk about having income approach, when we looked at these for income approach, this was during COVID, and that's when they were willing to work with us to give us income approach. But when things went away from COVID, they don't want to do that. And now they're trying to pull, the BOE decided that. Well, if we pull those audio, you yourself, Mr. Akers, said, please remember we're giving you this break for COVID, but in the future it will go back. And so this is what we did. We went back out, we reassessed. Some of these properties were supposed to go up in the first place during the COVID year because some things had been added, some components were added, or maybe a floor wasn't sketched. And so in that case, it should have been fixed in 21. But we went with the income approach due to COVID. But then in 23, it would have to reflect if something was missing, or it should be getting back to normal. And again, he was given the opportunity, and many were given that opportunity again in the motels to give us income approach. Some did, and we used that. But in this case, when he's talking about the 23, they refused. They flat out refused to give us any kind of income approach. And that's their choice. But when they do that, we have to go with cost basis. That's what we've got. So that's what I have to say.
Let's go to, I want to specifically ask you about BOE, the property. 366, I'm assuming that that went up based on the land study issue?
Yes.
Okay. All right. For us to give you an explanation on that one, from what I understand from prior appeals that we have dealt with, is that in order to try to equalize land values in the county, the assessor has done basically a land study, which is one of the mechanisms they have in their assessor's manual to try to do something. She went through by school districts and looked at sales and took the high and the low one, threw them out, and used the lowest value that they could, she could, on an acre. Now, that's how it was done, okay? So what they've done for the properties, Branson has not entirely, I mean, a lot of Branson has not been done yet. The next assessor is going to have to do that. Most of the rest of the county has been done at this point. That's my understanding. But went in, took that value, which is that 4360, I think, or whatever it is, and then took that, and that's how the value for the appraised value has come up with. So that's to answer. That is my understanding as to how that occurred. Now, if you have arguments about the value of that property not being that amount, certainly we want to talk about it, but that's why it increased so much.
I understood, Dave, and I appreciate that point, but the Constitution requires it to be uniform across the county. And I have the deposition designations. That is straight up deposition, so you can see that I have it twisted in quotes. That's verbatim from the deposition transcript. And then on these others, you know, we'll wait and see what the tax commission rules on those. But the issue of this removal of this COVID discount, unfortunately, the law doesn't address that. The law requires a substantive connection between the 2021 value and the 2023 and the subsequent values. And so the law doesn't make any allowance for a COVID discount. It says the successful appeal value. And until the law changes, that's where we're at. So.
Okay. Anything else, Russ, or anything else from the assessor?
I've got the briefs that I submitted on these cases that I can hand you that go into a lot more detail.
Russ, I'm happy to look at them, but I just know, understand you won't get a decision today.
No.
Yeah, so.
I understand. It just I just wanted to be able to back up the law on these, and so these,
sure,
these have all the legal
so
citations.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did I understand him right, that he's saying that you didn't have the right to change it for COVID? That you didn't have the right to give a discount?
That's not what I said.
That is?
Well, I understand what you're arguing. Yeah, I understand that.
Do you understand mine?
I do.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to check. These go in a lot of detail, and they're relatively the same for the breach of the hotels. The same kind of point is made on these.
Well, in order to try to be consistent with some other people, I'm going to try to address, you know, both you and your client here on this. On the one hand, I agree with the assessor that she can't do an income approach if she doesn't have the numbers, okay? So she is kind of stuck with this honeycut approach. But, Russ, I also believe that the honeycut, nobody's building hotels right now, okay? So we do think that the values on these hotels, using the honeycut approach, at least with most of them we've seen, are too high.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you can't, nobody's building these right now. You can't get there. And so I suspect that if some income information was, you are obviously not obligated to do so, but it would bring, I understand the legal argument you're making about you can't change from the prior value, but maybe this is just advice.